Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we welcome back Sister Barbara Schwarz. Sister Barbara has been very sick, suffering from COVID-19, and today is her first day back. So it's good to have you back, Sister Barbara. The preaching today is titled, Listen.
A reading from Hosea. Thus says the Lord, I will allure her, I will lead her into the desert, and speak to her heart. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, 18 to 26. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live. Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering her hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, If I can only touch his cloak, I shall be cured. Jesus turned around, and he saw her and said, Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you. And from that hour, the woman was cured. When Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping, and they ridiculed him. When the crowd was put out, he came, took her by the hand, and the little girl arose. The news of this spread through all that land. The Gospel of the Lord. Has not COVID-19 brought us into a desert of isolation, a time to face who we are and allow God to speak to our heart? How have we listened? Recovering as I am from Corona, it has been a scary and difficult journey, not only for myself, but for those who love me. My serious attack had them fearing I was going to die. They were like the official praying for a miracle in the gospel. That has been true for millions of people afflicted with the virus. The lack of family to accompany persons living and dying. The isolation with only medical personnel to support. We've heard the heroic stories and the tragic ones on the news. I have been one of the lucky ones. I am sure I am alive because of the prayers of so many. I am pained by the staggering losses of individual persons and the foolish responses of people and some government leaders to this most horrid virus. So many families in mourning. In the gospel, Jesus did not abandon those who suffered. He cured the woman and went to the child. Jesus took the child by the hand, and she rose up. Her family would rise from their grief. Life changed in an instant. Today, for us, not all tears are wiped away. But I speak as one who was lost to the world like the child. God did not abandon me and was somehow deeply present in my confusion and lack of consciousness. As I felt alone, God was with me. Even now I am challenged to listen to the God who seeks my healing in the slowness of recuperation. I have come to know how much I am loved. I have come to know gratefulness for the gift of life and to treasure and listen to my body in each moment. What have you learned from this pandemic? From the isolation with and from others, from your losses, what has God revealed in your heart?